So the year to September, we've seen the 19th consecutive increase in monthly household spending. And in September, that's a 28% increase compared to September last year. And that's across all the spending categories. So nothing declined, it was all increases. So the largest increase was in clothing and footwear. So that went up 73.1%. And then big increases in things like hotels, cafes and restaurants, and also transport. But then we saw smaller increases in things like food and alcoholic beverages and tobacco. So when we talk about pre-pandemic levels, what I'm going to do is compare it to September 2019. So here we saw the strongest increases in clothing and footwear, so just over 35% increase. And then other areas, things like recreation and culture, and also furnishing and household equipment. And compared to September 2019, total household spending was 19.8% higher. So in September this year, compared to September last year, all states and territories saw increases in household spending. The highest increase was in ACT, it's just over 71%, followed by Victoria and New South Wales. Now, these states and territories, they all had really big impacts in terms of Delta lockdowns last year. So we're comparing it to kind of a lockdown period. So September quarter 2022, so we're talking here about the months of July, August and September. So when we compared those 3 months compared to the same 3 months a year ago, what we saw was total household spending was 27.1% higher. Now, in the 3 months, the biggest increase in household spending we saw was in August, and that's compared to August last year. And we only had one spender category in those 3 months where we saw a decrease. And that was for alcoholic beverages and tobacco.